From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Even in the hype-fueled British music scene, few new bands have burned as brightly as the Libertines. The magazine New Musical Express hailed the London group as the most important British band of its generation. The Libertines so impressed Mick Jones of The Clash that he produced both their albums. It sounds like a charmed existence, and it would be if the band wasn't falling apart. Matt Cowan reports from London.
The Libertines will break your heart. Not their music, their story. Pete Doherty and Carl Barat met 7 years ago and bonded instantly. Barat taught Doherty how to play guitar. They formed a band and became inseparable. That was before they landed a record contract, released 2 CDs, and became the critical darlings of the British music press. Before addiction, jail, and the betrayal they both feel now. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, I know you lie, I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere, I'll take you anywhere. You can't take me anywhere, I can't take you anywhere. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. Oh, you can't stand me, no, you can't stand me, no. You can't stand me, no. Oh, you can't stand me. Barat and Doherty no longer talk to each other. They did agree to speak to NPR separately. Looking very much the British rock star with a shoulder-length mop top in a pinstripe suit, Carl Barat remembers what he once shared with his estranged friend.
A common thirst and understanding and romance of the city we lived in. Just two people on the same path.
In a hotel a few tube stops away, Pete Doherty recalls many of the same things.
We shared a friendship and a love and sense of adventure and throwing ourselves into eternity is what we did. And both had a passion and zest for music and melody and following those melodies through London and its underworld seeking adventure. But it was some years ago that the friendship hit the rocks. And I'm not talking about like, rocks or crack.
Stories of Doherty's battles with crack and heroin addiction have received steady play in the music and tabloid press. In June of last year, the band kicked him out. Carl Barat hoped it would help.
I said to him, don't come to the show we're doing in Paris, because you're not well. You haven't been to bed for days and days and days. You've smashed up cars, you've stolen loads of stuff, you've been doing all sorts of terrible things, and you're a danger to yourself and other people. And I don't think you're well enough to carry on touring.
A month later, while the band was touring Japan, Doherty was arrested in London for burgling Barat's apartment. He pleaded guilty and served a month in jail. When he was released, Barat was there to meet him.
Well, part of my thinking was, you know, come out of prison. Could go either way, really. I don't want him thinking anything of me that isn't true, thinking that I harbour bad feelings. Once a friend, always a friend, really, beneath it all. And, you know, I didn't want him to go to the dark side. I didn't want the leeches to get him.
Barat invited Doherty to rejoin the band, but Pete Doherty continued to struggle with his drug problem. They turned the turmoil into songs.
Please don't get me wrong, see I forgive you, and the song will call the likely lands. But if it's left to you, I know exactly what you do with all the dreams we had. Cause blood runs thicker, it's thicker steel, you know. It's important to you.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see, but you don't want to know.
Why will some long linger forgiven in a song or else it touch my life? It's on my rights, to all my wrongs, when they need it, the new song is welcome back outside.
The atmosphere in the studio was tense. Bodyguards were brought in to keep an eye on things, and so was a producer familiar with the stresses and strains of a rock and roll lifestyle. Mick Jones, co-founder of the seminal British band The Clash, says he's not at all surprised that the Libertines are Britain's new it band.
They just got it. They just got it. You can just tell there's something special, and they have it, loads of it. Once in a while, a group comes along that's like that, and they're the ones, and everybody sort of knows it.
The Libertines' second CD immediately went to number one in the UK. Music Mags searched for superlatives. Q Magazine's Stuart Williams.
That's the first band in a long, long time that's actually acting like a proper rock and roll band, as far as I'm concerned. They're unpredictable, they are inspirational, they've got loads of energy, they're really young, and they do what every young person would like to do nowadays, as much as the Rolling Stones did back in the 1960s.
If that sounds like music industry hyperbole, listen to what music fans Lisa Whitehead and Stuart Fitzsimon have to say.
I'd lost complete interest in music, really, and when I heard them and I bought the album, they completely, I don't know, I felt something inside again, and I think that's why. I think they've sort of reignited people's passion for music, and it's something new.
I mean, yeah, I can listen to stuff like The Jam, The Clash, stuff like that, but I can't go and see it live, and there's no band that gives us so much energy on stage as The Libertines.
Right now, nobody can see The Libertines, not even the three-quarter version that recently toured the U.S. After another failed rehab attempt, Daugherty was kicked out again. Barat says it was for his own good. Daugherty says it's only made matters worse.
Really, what they've done has probably hurt me more than any drug could. So they can't really be doing it because they don't want me to be hurting myself, because they're hurting me more.
And how do you deal?
You don't, do you? You just shut it away. And then it comes out in explosions and that. But I'm not going to deal with it like that anymore. I'm not going to smash things up. I just stick a needle inside myself instead. Yeah. It's nicer. That's the end of the interview, yeah.
But it wasn't the end of the interview. We talked about what it's like to be estranged from someone you love. I told him about my own experience. He told me to plug the microphone back in.
Resume service. Peter just hugged the interviewer in tears.
But he had a hard time talking, so he sang a song he's working on called A Fool There Was. Pete Daugherty says right now he's focused on nurturing his new band, Baby Shambles. Carl Barat says the Libertines are finished for the foreseeable future. Neither seems prepared to make good on the words of a song they once jokingly sang together.
Don't know where, I don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
For NPR News, this is Matt Cowan in London.
What became of the dreams we had? Oh, what became of forever? Oh, what became of forever? We'll never know. The blood runs thicker.
Yes, it's important to me.
I try to make you see.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.